You are listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We're live here at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants. Jonathan, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, Jonathan Mendez, founder and CEO of Neuralift AI.
Tell us about Neuralift AI.
So Neuralift is an application that works on a brand's first-party data. We take that data as an input or a prompt, if you're familiar with how AI works. But this is tabular data, different than large language models. And we run it through a neural network that we've built to precisely segment and auto-discover audiences within that first-party data for brands.
I'm going to detour from the usual question set now, and I'm going to ask you what is it, tabular data?
Yes, known as a spreadsheet, but typically these are tables that live in a database. It could be in the cloud somewhere, could be on your laptop in a CSV file, or could be in a customer data platform, a CDP. So wherever this data lives, that table gets exported, input into Neuralift, and we run it through our neural network and precisely segment those customers into segments or audiences based on their affinity that we discover in the data.
Excellent. Well, you won't mind now from now on if when I'm working on spreadsheets, I refer to it as tabular data.
That's perfectly fine.
I'm going to start doing that. Why did you start the company? Where'd the idea come from?
Yeah, so I was at an interim role as a chief digital officer for a large cruise line. And when I got there, I was very excited because they had lots and lots of data. They had a customer data platform. They were using a Google Cloud where they had data. They had Snowflake where they had all of their transactions. So I was very excited to get in and dig into the data. Problem was, none of these places were where this data lived. We weren't the teams internally. We had a shared data team. We had lots of marketers. We had engineering, data analysts. People weren't able to operationalize that data. They weren't able to do anything with it. So we had all this data, and we had invested millions of dollars in data infrastructure. But so what? The data wasn't actionable. We weren't able to discover more about our customers. We weren't able to use those insights to create more relevant campaigns for them. And this seemed like a perfect problem for AI to solve.
Personally speaking, is this your first startup?
No, this is my third or fourth startup, depending on...
I like how you said
my memory.
Stop and think about it.
Yes.
Well, thinking only of this startup, what does success look like to you?
Well, success is helping brands achieve more value from their customers that they have, which means they are customers are receiving value in return as well. So just making the world a more relevant place for brands and a more relevant place for consumers is our goal. And if we can do that through data and through AI, then we've achieved our objectives.
And without naming names, because the focus here is you, do you have any competitors in the space?
Well, not quite yet, but I'm sure there will be competitors soon. I think that tabular AI is a very nascent, much more nascent space than the large language models. And we do use large language models. Once we actually create the segments or audiences, we run those through large language models and provide what we call reasoning and explainability. So it's not enough to just create segments and audiences, but we want to humanize that data and have marketers understand and advertisers understand who these people are and what is relevant to them. So right now, there's no one that does exactly this. There are other types of ways that people are using LLMs on tabular data, but the neural networks on this type of data are really right now only being operated on the large major ad platforms. So this is how they work when they do their matching and segmentation, but we're bringing that capability now to brands themselves with their own first-party data.
And what would you say has been yours and Neuralift's biggest challenges to date?
Well, the biggest challenge is getting the data and making sure we know that brands, a lot of brands don't even understand what data they have.
And weird, so, huh?
where it sits. We had a very large retailer trying to figure out which database the data was in that they wanted to give us. And they had four different databases that they had, data all over the place. So that's a challenge, is just, getting the data. And then the other big challenge, which we like and we embrace, is security and privacy around data. And data governance. So we go through, because we work with enterprises and large brands, we go through AI steering committees, we go through security reviews, compliance reviews, and we've taken a major, this has been a major part of our trust, is a huge part of what we want to provide for our clients and customers. And so we're SOC 2 compliant. We're something called ISO 42001 now, which is a new compliance certificate for AI management systems that was just released, and GDPR compliant as well. So compliance around data, data security, data governance, and privacy is paramount for us, but also for our brands. And that just takes time. It's a process.
Well, if one wanted to find out more about Neuralift or about you or both, where would they go?
Neuralift.ai is our website, and my name's Jonathan Mendez, so put me in Google. There are other Jonathan Mendezes out there, but you'll find me.
Excellent. Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for taking the time. This is most interesting.
Thank you. Pleasure.